John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Aaron Klein, my colleague of many years, is now Aaron Klein, senior strategist for Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister, the longest-serving prime minister in Israel's history. Mr. Netanyahu is seeking to form a new government pending a fifth election. However, at the same time, in the Washington Post and other headlines, there's mention of a trial. Aaron, the puzzle here is not to solve whether the prosecutor does or does not. I'm trying to understand this trial that's been pending for years. The version that I get is that it's a trial about the prime minister being bribed by good headlines. Do I read that correctly? Good headlines are considered a bribe?
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time in the history of any democracy where the legal term bribery was used for non-negative publicity, which actually is laughable given the enormous volume of negative coverage
right.
of the prime minister.
How should we regard this bribery of a good headline? I admit politicians like good headlines. If that manages a bribe, Joe Biden's been bribed 150 million times since his election. Now, I read this from, you mentioned Yair Lapid, a main rival for Bibi Netanyahu. He tweets out, "The president fulfilled his duty and he had no choice, but imposing the mandate on Netanyahu is a shameful disgrace and tarnishes Israel." Who is Yair Lapid? Can you tell us? We just have a few minutes here, Aaron. Who is he?
Yeah, I mean, he's a leader of, let's say, the quote-unquote center party, although really more left-wing. When I first came to work for the prime minister, I knew the generalities of the charges against him. I knew from in the abstract how strange they sounded. But after my time there and really delving into the details, without getting into them right now, because it would take hours and hours, I can tell you it's, if it looks like a witch hunt, if it smells like a witch hunt, if it swims like a witch hunt, it's probably a witch hunt. And then when you look at the strange timing, the indictments were right before an election. Then the charges were filed while literally at the same time the prime minister came to the U.S. for the Trump peace plan. And then now you have the first trial court date scheduled for the exact day that the president needs to take recommendations from politicians on prime minister. So not sure exactly about the specifics of some of the timing, although I would hope that these just happen to be coincidences. I do hope, but this is not. At the end of the day, this comes down to the Israeli public and what they voted for. And actually, in the last election, when again the prime minister was indicted in the middle of an election, and the charges were brought in the middle of an election, the day that he was at the unveiling of the Trump plan, voters overwhelmingly rejected those charges and overwhelmingly elected the prime minister. And so here, same situation with all of the fallout of the coronavirus, with people sort of sick of going to elections. Still, Likud got 30 seats, and as I explained before the break, probably 33 to 34, but four were sent to another party openly by us, calling for voters for another party, to vote for another party. And yet still Likud got 30. So I think the Israeli public has the ultimate deciding vote here on what they think of the charges. And I think that the current layout of the Knesset and which parties have 30 or more and which parties have 18 or less, I think that can tell you what voters think about.
We have about a minute, Aaron. What is the immediate future? How long does the prime minister have to form a government, and when would a fifth election occur? In the summertime, in the fall? We have less than a minute.
Yeah, he has a little bit less than a month to form a government. And then if not, the mandate to form a government would go to the Knesset. They would have to rally around one politician only. And then that politician would have to get more than 60 seats of the Knesset. If he doesn't or she doesn't, then elections would automatically be called and elections would take place 90 days later. I hope that doesn't happen. Again, Israel needs right now for the economy, needs a stable government immediately.
Aaron Klein, senior strategist, campaign manager for Bibi Netanyahu's success once, twice, thrice, four times now, and maybe a fifth. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network.